from Storyline Publishing and the Radio and Television Business Report. Welcome to another Hispanic Radio Podcast. I'm your host, Adam R. Jacobson. I am the editor-in-chief at the Radio and Television Business Report. You can find us online at rbr.com. And we thank our distribution partners at Radio Inc. Magazine and Hispanic Ad for sending you informative, insightful information on how you just might succeed with Spanish language radio at your radio station group, making your market more complete, if you will. One of the markets we're going to be looking at today in this edition of the Hispanic Radio Podcast is Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Clearwater. You know, it is the Tampa Bay region, home of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Lightning and the NHL. Well, it's also home to lots of Latinos. Historically, the Tampa St. Petersburg area has seen population growth mainly through its Cuban community, which dates back more than 100 years. And, well, a lot of people don't realize that actually Tampa was the Cuban center of Florida well before Miami, Fort Lauderdale, and also a strong Puerto Rican community. There are Mexican Americans now in outlying areas, including in Polk County. And we've seen a lot of growth from other parts of Latin America over the last decade or so. There is a large group now of Hispanics that call the entire Tampa Bay area home. And with that, Beasley Media Group has responded. Actually, they were probably one of the originators of Hispanic programming on an FM signal. And today, Beasley has WYUU FM 92.5, that is Maxima. It was certainly put on the air by its predecessor owner, CBS Radio, but under Beasley and program director Neil Encendio, they have really excelled in terms of a regional leader against some stiff competition. There's also an HT2 signal, which has its own signal via a FM translator at 106.9 in downtown St. Petersburg. That is branded as Playa Tampa. To talk a little bit about the growth of the Hispanic properties in Tampa, from a business perspective, we have the gerente de ventas, a.k.a. the general sales manager, Gretchen Pujals, and she is with us from Tampa. Hi, Gretchen, how are you?
Hi, Adam, how are you? We're doing great here. How about you?
It's fantastic here from our corporate headquarters in Boca Raton, Florida. Now, we are probably about 4 hours to the east, and we've seen a lot of growth in Palm Beach County with our Hispanic population over the last decade or so. How can you describe to those not familiar with the Tampa Bay of today the type of growth you have, where the influx of people are coming from, and how your radio stations are meeting the demand for in-language and in-culture radio programming?
Yeah, definitely. I've been fortunate to see the growth in the Tampa market, especially in radio. I started in the market working in radio in 2000. When most of the Hispanic community were Cubans, as you just mentioned. We have seen a trend of changes. The Tampa Hispanic community is diverse, completely diverse. You can see Mexican, Cuban, Puerto Rican. And in the last year, 2018, we have a huge movement on the Puerto Rican community considering of the Hurricane Maria effect. The growth in the Tampa community from the Puerto Rican is being from September 2017 to September 2018, it was like a 17% growth.
Wow.
Because more than 150,000 Puerto Ricans moved from the island last year to Florida. And most of the growth was shown in Orlando and Tampa.
That is interesting because we hear a lot externally outside of the Orlando market about how Kissimmee St. Cloud is now just an extension of San Juan or Ponce. We don't really hear so much about Tampa. So can you say a little bit in terms of how they've integrated themselves into the community? Do you know what sort of socioeconomic levels we're talking about? Are these professionals? And if so, are they responding with advertising and correlating to the type of purchasing power they may have?
Yeah, I would say you can see at a lot at several social economic levels. I have seen a lot of professionals moving, considering that there are not a lot of opportunities for them, a lot of doctors moving into the area. I don't know that the exact percentages, as everything is average right now. We have to wait until the census 2020, which I can wait to see the official numbers. But right now, we have like, in the Tampa community, we have like around more than 500,000 Hispanics in the market, which is considered 19% of the population versus the latest survey that, Nielsen did.
Mm-hmm. And that's really important in terms of understanding the Hispanic market in total right now and how the population adjustments will perhaps shift some of the ratings data that we're going to be seeing in 2019. If you look at the December 2018 ratings and the holiday 2018 ratings, according to the Nielsen Audio PPM results, you'll see that even though there is a lot more competition and a lot more listening choices, both in English and in Spanish, WYUU-FM is the leading Spanish language radio station still to this day. And again, a market that is more competitive than ever.
It means a lot of growth and an opportunity to evolve and continue improving with the diversity of the market. And our station, Maxima, mirrors the market when it comes to the ethnic group, which is, you know, the main one, clearly are the Puerto Ricans, and then Cuban, then from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And then you will see Central and South America.
Now, we do want to mention that there is a somewhat direct competitor going after the Cuban and Puerto Rican audience, more so probably Puerto Rican, and that is from iHeartMedia. We know that they have a Rumba station on the air, if you will, in the market. And you've complemented that, if you will, with Playa 106.9. So it looks like, from someone that doesn't understand the marketplace very well, or perhaps the difference in Spanish language formats, you may have a more complete, if you will, offer for the advertiser and for the consumer. So can you just tell the people that really don't understand the nuances in Hispanic programming what the key differences are between Maxima and Playa and how you're going about the market?
Yeah, for sure. I would like to say, first of all, that our biggest competitor is ourselves. We're always learning and growing to keep up with the growth of the Hispanic community and always provide the best radio format to our listeners and the best customer service to our clients. As far as Maxima and Playa, Maxima is being the strongest Spanish radio station and the first FM in the market for 13 years in a row. The format is Spanish contemporary hits, and we reach adults 18-49 and 25-54. That's basically our primary demographic. We play salsa, we play pop, we play reggaeton. We cover all the Tampa DMA from Sarasota to doorsteps of Orlando. Playa is a small radio station that we launched to reach part of the Hispanic community that like more the salsa. In that station, we don't play reggaeton. That station is more tropical. We just play salsa, merengue, and bachata. And our demographic is male 35 plus and adult 35 plus, is Q older. That station covers Hillsborough County and Tinela. And it's good to mention that the Hillsborough County is where the bulk of the Hispanic community is located at. I would say that right now there is an average of 27% of the community is Hispanic in that county.
In Hillsborough?
Yes.
And again, for people not familiar with that area, we're talking about the city of Tampa that's home to Ybor City. It is home to Temple Terrace, the University of Tampa. That's where Raymond James Stadium is, if you're familiar with the logistics of the area. Yes. So that Howard Franklin Bridge, that's the east side, if you will, for those familiar with the local routes there. Getting back to just the overall picture of being in Hispanic radio in a market like Tampa, are advertising categories particularly stronger than others? Are there those that could be stronger with these stations compared to the English language stations in the Beasley Media Group cluster in Tampa? What is the overall state, if you will, from a dollars perspective?
Yeah, I would say there are several categories that are great, especially for the Hispanic market, and very competitive, by the way. Attorneys, that category, the legal category, is huge, and there is definitely opportunity for growth. There are so many attorneys in the market. Car dealers is another one that is very good. Concerts, promoters, and then the one that I think that could do better are like recruitment, for example. Some of the clients, they said, oh, but I don't have anybody that speaks Spanish, and that is not a problem. We can run a recruitment campaign, and that's another great opportunity when Puerto Ricans are moving into town. You know, I have seen a lot of more interest from clients to advertise. They just want to make sure, because even though we are bilingual, we like some things. We like to talk about them in our own language. And we always suggest for you to run the commercial in Spanish, because it's the matter that you have to connect with them. It's not just to communicate with them, it's connect with them. And in order to do that, we always recommend to run the commercial in Spanish. And then another, going back to the categories that can do better in the Hispanic media, it can be the tax companies. When is the season, clearly, I think that real estate is another one that is growing right now. Mm-hmm. And nightclubs. I think that there's some nightclubs are struggling and everything, and some of them are established, but now there are a lot of more opportunities that are coming into the market as well.
And events as well. I see on the website for Maxima, which is 925maxima.com, if those of you listening want to learn a little bit more about what they're doing online. Car Credit is a main sponsor for a upcoming event scheduled for February the 9th. And that is Flechazo al Maximo. Now, I have no idea what that means, because that is definitely a vernacular that I'm not familiar with.
Our Valentine's private performance. Maxima is, you just said it, Maxima is a wonderful station, and we have a very, how would I say this, a very successful calendar of events that we have been doing year after year. That particular concert, Flechazo al Maximo, is basically to celebrate the Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. That concert is one of a series of three. We have that one to celebrate the Valentine's Day in February. Then we have another one in the month of August to celebrate that we're closing the summer. And then we have another one, the third one in December, to celebrate Christmas for us, holidays for others. And the beauty of those concerts is that the tickets are not for sale. We do them to appreciate our listeners and our mm-hmm. clients, and we just have to find the sponsors. And as you mentioned, Car Credit is one of the sponsors, Lorenzo and Lorenzo, which is an attorney. As I mentioned, that is one of the most competitive categories in the market. And then we also have Fiesta Maxima during the month of May, and that we usually have that concert at the Jingling Center, former USF Sundom. And then we have our biggest concert, which that one is being already for 12 years in a row. We started that particular concert to celebrate the anniversary of the station the first year. Then we realized that it was in the month of October and during Hispanic Heritage Month. You know that mm-hmm. Hispanic Heritage Month is from September 15th to October 15th. Which is Maxima Concierto Herencia Hispana. The translation is Hispanic Heritage Concert. Mm-hmm. That one, we do it at the Coachman Park in Clearwater, and we have always more than 15,000 people. It's been very, very successful year after year, and is well known in the market as the concert where we is the closing, basically, of the Hispanic Heritage Month.
Well, in the 1 minute that we have left here, I just want to address, again, our listeners that are probably saying to themselves, oh, well, you know, this is really interesting. Beasley Media Group, a company that is definitely in some markets where there are Hispanics and others where there are not Hispanics, but not really known as a Hispanic media company in any way, has taken on a leading role in a market like Tampa. Perhaps the listeners to this in the markets they're in are saying, wow, you know, we see similar statistics and similar psychographical information to what's going on in Tampa right now. Maybe we should do this. It is very important to note that when you listen to Maxima, you're listening to a radio station that really sounds like and reflects the young Hispanic population of Tampa today. You're looking at artists like Ozuna, Farruko, J Balvin. This is something that might not work in your market. And then there's the other half, which is Playa. You have Gilberto Santa Rosa, El Gran Combo, Jerry Rivera, Mark Anthony. Anyone who has a layman's knowledge of Latin music knows that these are heritage tropical salsa artists that still to this day are very popular with older audiences. So if an older audience is the dominant Spanish language audience in your market, perhaps in New England, perhaps in the Washington, D.C. area, it's important to kind of understand the nuances. So with that in mind, you have these two stations talking to two different demographics. What's the one key takeaway that you would say for those that might want to go the same route as you in their market about how to understand the listener and bring them in and the advertiser in the proper way?
I'm sorry, Adam, if you can pause now.
Yes.
I got lost with the that you were talking. What was exactly the question?
So I'm sorry, as we wrap up here, if there's one thing someone who really doesn't know about the Hispanic marketplace and about the nuances of radio and how to best approach the audience, what is the one key takeaway that you've learned that you could perhaps translate to another market or to another company, someone out there?
Okay, I think that you need, as I mentioned before, you need to connect with the community. You need to be part of the community and support in every single matter possible. Another thing that is important is be live and local. Maximize live and local. All of our on-air talents are here, and the listeners love them, and they communicate with them. They see them. We like to support when the Hurricane Maria happened. You know, we support Puerto Rico. We're always very involved with the community. Try to listen to what the community has to say and be better. That's why we have Maxima and Plaga, because that way you can reach the whole Hispanic market with their preference to the music. You want to skew older, you can advertise in Playa. You skew a little younger, you do it with Maxima, but it's better to have both stations. We do combo packages, so you can reach the whole Hispanic community. That would be my recommendation, and run the commercial in Spanish. We offer that service too. If the client doesn't have Spanish copy, we have a great production director that he helped translate. And remember that the what you need to do, because we all have different lingos, what a word means for me that I'm Puerto Rican, maybe it's not the same that it means for a Mexican person or a Cuban person. So that copy is critical. Is very important, and we offer all of that. We also offer Beasley Analytics, where we can measure the results of your campaign, which data mm-hmm. is working better, which commercial is working better. Mm-hmm. That would be my recommendation, and we are always learning every day. We pay attention to our listeners, to our clients, and to the evolution of the market. Now that everything is evolving into online opportunities, our stations stream as well. So you can listen to our stations on your cell phones, on your computers, laptops, iPads.
Well, that is all wonderful information that I hope our listening audience will take away with them and perhaps apply at their radio stations. So with that, I want to say thank you once again to our guest today on the Hispanic Radio Podcast. Gretchen Pujals is the General Sales Manager for Beasley Media Group, Tampa, St. Petersburg. The radio stations are Maxima, and you can learn more again at 925maxima.com and Playa Tampa.com is the website for 106.9 FM and 92.5 HD2. So with that, I'm going to say adios. This is Mark Jacobson.
Thank you for the opportunity, Adam.
Okay, and have a great day. Copyright 2019, Streamline Publishing.